Just want to give you a little synopsis of the life of Jesus, whom we're celebrating very intensely in just a few days. I'm going to read some verses of Scripture from the Old Testament and then some from the New Testament, and we're going to look at the high points, if you will, of Christ's coming. Let's start with the book of Isaiah. And Isaiah lived about 600 years prior to the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he had some amazing revelations from the Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in pre-incarnate form. And here's what he had revealed to him. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So not only is this child that's going to be born of God, and he will be born of man into humanity by the Spirit of God, he's a child, but also he is the Everlasting Father. He is the Mighty God. So I want to challenge you to see Jesus as God incarnate. In Christ Jesus dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And then Isaiah went on in another place to say, of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with justice and with judgment, from henceforth, even forever, the seal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. So the promise was that this same Son, who is in fact God himself in human form, will sit upon the throne of David. Now that looks forward to a time that has not happened yet, but it's one which the Jews focused on heavily, and so they did not recognize him when he came, as Isaiah describes in the following verses. He said, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. That's Isaiah 53:4. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. So here's this seemingly conflicting report about the Messiah. On the one hand, he's a human being born of God, who is God, and then we see him sitting upon the throne of David, and yet now we see him as someone who is despised and rejected of men, someone who is like a sacrificial lamb, someone who is going to take upon himself the sins of the world and the sicknesses and diseases of all humanity. Then we jump forward into the New Testament, and we hear the angels of God announcing the birth of this Son that Isaiah had told us about. And they say, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This is God speaking through the angels to us, and he's saying to us, I am declaring peace between me and you. This is not peace between men. It is peace between God and man. And he was to effect that through the sacrifice that Isaiah had alluded to in Christ Jesus, who would be the sacrificial lamb, who would give his life for the sins of the world, who would take upon himself and bear stripes for our healing. And then Jesus speaks for himself here. And he says, for the Son of Man, he's talking about himself, and he emphasizes himself as the Son of Man because he is God who is born of man. And he says, he has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's Luke 19:10. And then later, after he was resurrected, listen to what Jesus says. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That is Matthew 28:18. All power is given, not will be given, but is given to me when Jesus fulfilled the Father's will. God honored him with all power in heaven and in earth. He is now King of Kings. He is now Lord of Lords. And then we jump into the book of Revelation, and here's what we hear. Behold, he comes. This is Christ coming with clouds. And every eye shall see him, and those people who pierced him will also see him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Who is it that pierced Jesus? Every human being that has ever lived. We pierced him. And that piercing is going to be held to the account of every person who rejects Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Those who have received him as their Savior and as their Lord are now exonerated by the King of Kings, by the Lord of Lords. And then we jump forward in time. And it says, I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Now we're in that new heaven and new earth phase where Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, is the light of the temple. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb is the light thereof. Revelation 21, 23. And then it goes on to say, the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. So here we see a prophecy of a coming Savior, a coming sacrificial Lamb, but also the coming of God Himself to dwell among us. And we see the angels declaring peace from God toward man. And we see Jesus saying, I'm come to seek and to save that which is lost. That which was lost in the garden, he says, I'm going to restore it. That fellowship, that oneness with the Creator God. And then we see him receiving praise, honor, glory, and power upon his resurrection. And he is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And then we look forward and we see him as the light that will sit upon the throne of David forever in the temple of God to show forth light to the whole world. And we'll not even need the sun or the moon to give us light, because the Father and the Lamb are the light. So dwell on the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he has brought to us, which we receive simply by faith in the love of God as manifested in this Son that was given. God bless you.